This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When President Bush stepped up to the lectern in Pennsylvania last night, he intended to reverse declining public support for his policies in Iraq. The president gave the first of several speeches on the war, laying out the next steps as the U.S. prepares to return sovereignty to Iraqis. There are many unknowns about the president's plan, as we'll hear in a moment, and we will start our coverage with NPR's Don Gagne.
The president chose the Army War College in this small Pennsylvania town for a speech in which he painted a picture of an Iraq that is heading steadily toward independent democratic rule despite the ongoing violence that has raised such concern in this country. The president described this as a critical moment.
There are difficult days ahead, and the way forward may sometimes appear chaotic. Yet our coalition is strong. Our efforts are focused and unrelenting, and no power of the enemy will stop Iraq's progress.
The president spoke of the 9/11 attacks and of the fight against terrorism, putting the war in Iraq squarely in that category, though there's no evidence linking Iraq and now deposed leader Saddam Hussein to those attacks on the U.S. As he has often in the past, Mr. Bush called Iraq the central front in the war on terror.
The return of tyranny to Iraq would be an unprecedented terrorist victory and a cause for killers to rejoice. It would also embolden the terrorists, leading to more bombings, more beheadings, and more murders of the innocent around the world.
The president listed five steps toward democracy. First, the June transfer of power. Second, the establishment of an Iraqi security force. Third, rebuilding the country's infrastructure. Fourth, going to the United Nations for more international support. And finally, moving toward national elections. And in what was clearly aimed at those in Iraq and the Arab world angered by the abuse of Iraqis held at the Abu Ghraib prison, the president announced the U.S. will build a new modern maximum security prison and added this.
When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning.
The president's speech reiterated the themes he has promoted since the end of the war, but he offered more detail than he has in the past and cited a lot of specific numbers. The interim Iraqi government will have one president, two vice presidents, 26 different departments or ministries. An Iraqi security force will number 260,000. The eventual Iraqi army will have 35,000 soldiers in 27 battalions. But critics of the president say he failed to answer many basic questions.
I didn't hear anything new. I heard a rationale, but no strategy.
That's Senator Joseph Biden, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Among his complaints, Biden notes the president called for more UN involvement in Iraq, but didn't talk about how to accomplish that.
Right now, unless the president has a secret he's not telling us, it's going to be totally a U.S. operation. 17,000 forces from all other countries in that area, some of whom are talking about leaving, and 138,000 Americans doing all of the work and taking almost all the casualties. That's not a strategy.
It remains to be seen how the American public will react to the president's effort to shore up support for his Iraq policies. Just hours before he spoke, a new ABC News Washington Post poll was released. It puts Mr. Bush's job approval at 47%, its lowest level yet. In the same poll, 65% of those questioned say the U.S. has gotten bogged down in Iraq. Don Gagne, NPR News, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.